head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Dave Burkett. He is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. He covers the Detroit Lions. Dave has just been going crazy trying to figure out this NFL draft, which starts tonight. Dave, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time. I know you're very busy. Now, are you flying out to New York to witness the draft in person?
No, I'm actually in New York right now. I was out here yesterday. We get some time with all the draft prospects that are here on the Wednesday, the day before the draft.
All
and got to talk to some of those guys.
Tell us about that experience. You're there. All the guys are around, all the glitz and glamour, the prelude to what's going to happen tonight starting at 8 o'clock. Tell us what you saw, what you experienced.
I mean, you know, I think for me yesterday it was just about talking to some of the guys. I think Dre Kirkpatrick, the cornerback from Alabama, is a guy that's going to be on the Lions' radar if he's available with the 23rd pick. Not sure he's going to slip that far, but, you know, they have a glaring need at cornerback, and they could use a guy like him. They like his physical ability and his cover skills. And then in the paper today, Tony, I did a little piece on Nick Perry, Detroit Nick. He played at USC. He's dealing with a little bit of a tragedy in the family. His nephew got shot in the head a couple months ago, and so that's kind of put a damper on all of his draft preparation. But he got some good news this week. His nephew's starting to come around and talk a little bit, and so he's a happy man no matter what happens to him tonight.
Well, some of the defensive backs that the Lions are looking at and considering drafting has some questionable backgrounds. Is that going to weigh in to whether they're drafted or not by the Lions?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think there's a guy, Janoris Jenkins, that, you know, has been the talk of the draft the last few weeks. And, you know, he's got some issues. He was arrested three times when he was at Florida. He got kicked off the team there, finished up at North Alabama. He's got a couple kids by a couple different women. And you know, by all accounts, it seems that he's kind of sliding out of the first round. I'd be surprised if the Lions looked at him with the 23rd pick, even though, you know, he's probably a consensus top 15 talent based on his play on the field alone.
All right. And Calvin Johnson, the fine receiver with the Detroit Lions, got a pretty cool honor yesterday.
Voted to be on the cover of the Madden video game. You know, a lot of fans that I'm hearing from are worried that, you know, he's going to continue the Madden curse, the jinx, and something bad is going to happen to him to affect him or his play this year. But, you know, it's something that Calvin wanted. He wanted the prestige, the money to help his charity, the Calvin Johnson Jr. Foundation. And, you know, he beat Cam Newton in the vote. So you're going to see his face on the video game for the next year.
All right, Dave, final question for you. With the success of the Detroit Lions last year, with that experience and with a couple of more pieces this year, a lot of folks have a lot of high expectations for the Lions.
And I think it's fair, you know, coming off a 10-win season and making the playoffs and bringing back 21 or 22 starters with a bunch of those guys young and expected to develop. You know, Matt Stafford, Calvin, you know, Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, last year's number one pick. There's no reason that they shouldn't be back in the playoffs, at least contending for a spot. But, you know, Tony, they've still got some holes, and that's what this draft is for. You know, if they can get a defensive back, a starting defensive back in one of these first two rounds, I think that's going to help them a lot. They also need to shore up that offensive line a little bit. And obviously avoiding injuries is going to be key. So big season ahead for the Lions, but they've got some talent and they should be in the playoff next
year. All right, Dave, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Detroit Lions players who could go in the first, second rounds.
Michigan State players?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I think, you know, Jarrell Worthy is probably the only one that has a shot of going tonight, the defensive tackle. You know, defensive linemen are always, you know, in high demand on draft day, and he's a guy that, even though he's been a little bit inconsistent, is real talented. I think you're going to see Kirk Cousins go on day two. You know, quarterbacks tend to get pushed up a little bit, but I'd be shocked if he went in the first round tonight. Good player, but he needs a couple years to develop as a backup. And then, you know, there's a good shot that Keyshawn Martin goes on day two, too. You know, he's probably a middle-round guy. Same with Trent Robinson. Both those guys are going to get looks for some teams at wide receiver and safety, you know, for each of them.
All right. Reporting live from New York City, the site of tonight's NFL draft starting at 8 o'clock. Dave Burkett writes for the Detroit Free Press. Dave, thanks so much.
No problem, Tony.